Okay, so the next Mishnah says, Rabbi Akiva Oimer, Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud Gimel, Chapter 3, Mishnah 13. Rabbi Akiva Oimer, Schoik Vekalos Roish. Schoik Vekalos Roish means joking too much and lightheadedness. Margilin Asadim Le Avera, Le Erva, bring people close to the Avera, Avera specifically regarding Erva. Okay. The way Rabbi Chaim Volozhin says that this is coming off the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah says, "Have a kal l'roish, v'noach l'sishchayis, v'have a makabos kol adam b'simcha." You should accept everyone b'simcha. You should accept everyone happily, b'simcha, joyfully. So you would think, well, look, if I'm supposed to accept everyone joyfully, so go, you know, joyous, hi, and there comes a point where too much schoik is lightheadedness. Everything's a joke and nothing serious. So even though you have to accept people with simcha, you also have to express a certain amount of seriousness. You know, like this, you know, there's something here, sir. You have to be b'simcha and be happy and not be heavy, but at the same time, make people understand that there's a certain level of seriousness as well to the situation. So I guess that, according to him, that is the, the two sides of the coin. Okay. Okay. Now, okay. So now, Rabbi Kiva Imer, Schoik Bekalas Roish, Margilin Asa Adam Le'erva, Masoiris Siag LaTaira. So all these things he now says is that there's a certain fence around. Tradition, Masoiris, is Siag LaTaira, is the fence around the Torah. Maisris, giving Maisr, is Siag LaMaisr, is the fence around Oisher, wealth. Nidarim, making promises, in other words, boxing yourself in and promising you're going to do X, Y, Z, Siag LaPrishus, is the fence towards Prishus. Prishus means separating yourself from things you're not supposed to be involved in, and Siag LaChochma, Shtika. And the Siag for Chochma is Shtika. So, Rabbi Chaim Volozhin explains that all these things have one thing in common. A siyag is a fence, okay? Security, right? Security. So he says security is an expense. Nowadays, a very, you know, in your budget, one of your budget items has got to be security, right? Now, some people will say it's a waste of money. And this is not helping my agenda, right? Let's take, we have a shul. So what do we function as at a shul? We do prayer. That's what we do. So we have to expenses. Our rabbi, this, that. Where does security come in? Just a waste of money. It doesn't help us do what we have to do, right? Every business, I have to hire security. It's a waste of money. It's not helping us. It's not giving us more clients. It's not giving us more product. What are we doing? Why are we investing in security? And the answer is because that drop of investment in security secures your whole entire business. Right? So even though it looks like it has nothing to do with your business, it's the thing which secures the entire business. So he says, all of these things is a siyag. It's a fence in the sense that the expense seems like it's an expense. It seems like you're losing out. But in reality, that little expense is really what's protecting the entire thing. Okay? So he says, now he goes through each one with that idea. So he says, for example, Masoiris siyag latera. A masoiris is referring to when a person makes, the way he says it, is certain simanim, certain tricks to help himself remember what he learns. Okay? So you go and take notes, or you go and make signs for yourself. You go try to figure out, you know, how to assist them. So maybe the time that you're investing into figuring out your methodology is a waste of time. Because that's not really learning. And the answer is no. The methodology itself is what's protecting the rest of the learning. You're going to remember everything because of the time you spent learning the methodology. So a lot of times these things is not a waste of time. It's not considered a waste of time. It's considered protecting everything else. It's like security. Meiser is siag l'oisher. Same thing with meiser. A person says, well, I'm wasting money. I'm giving away my meiser. I'm giving away maaser, right? So it's a waste of money. This is not helping me get rich. This is not helping me do what I need to do with my money. And the answer is no, this little bit you're giving is protecting everything else you have. So it's like the security fee. Yeah, there's a security fee. You know, you got to pay. Then it says nedarim siyag leprishus. So a neder is not necessarily a good thing. A neder could be an avera, but if you do it right, then that little bit of a neder that you do, if you do it right, will help you attain a higher level. Okay, so there's such a concept that the neder itself will even be a higher level than the neder itself will help you be even a higher level than what you were before the neder. So nedarim is siyag leprishus. Okay, and siyag lechachma shtika. Wisdom comes with shtika, with being quiet. Same thing. Maybe a person sometimes is thinking to themselves, if I'm too quiet, if I just decide, you know what, I'm just not going to talk. Sometimes I have too much to say. I'm just going to keep quiet. So you may think to yourself, well, 1 second, but once in a while you have something decent to say, right? Once in a while, I have something kedai. So you have to remember, even if you lose out that little piece of information that would have been worthwhile to share, overall, you're gaining in your chachma by sacrificing that little bit that would have been worthwhile. Okay? So he's saying that, you know, sometimes, you know, you just got to know that the siyag l'chachma is shtika. Maybe you're going to have something good to say, something good to share. For the most part, when you're quiet and you listen to other people, you'll gain more than when you want to have the last word.
This is like Shalom Bayit class.
Exactly. So, see, you think you have what, you know, it's all an investment, right? it's all an investment. So the, but it's true, the reason siag l'chachma shtika is because if you're busy talking the whole time, so what do you gain? What do you really gain? You have a conversation with someone, what did you really gain? If you're just busy talking, you didn't gain anything. All you gained is maybe you convinced the other guy. What does it help you that you convinced the other guy? What does it help you ultimately? Then, okay, someone else heard what you had to say. Very nice. Wouldn't you be better off if you kept quiet and listened to what he has to say? Now you have more information. Now you can help decide better. You know, maybe it's like this, maybe it's like that. You know, it helps sharpen your opinion. You gain nothing by talking. All you gain is you're covered. You know, you're gaiva. You know, I had to convince him. No, he's so wrong. You know, so he's wrong. What do you care that he's wrong? You know, your job is not to convince the whole world. So therefore, really, siag l'chachma, shtika. For the most part, you're much better off keeping quiet and listening than you are trying to convince everyone of your opinion. Okay, now that's in chachma, but I just want to digress a second. It's for sure like that in midos as well. Okay, I think this time of year is a very interesting mida that one can keep in mind, which is Ma'avir al midosav. Chazal say an incredible mida. They say call ma'avir al midosav. Anyone that is willing to, you know, look past their midos, look past what justly belongs to them or justly is coming to them, and someone did something to them, and the other person that did something to them was wrong. You know what? Okay, fine. I just look the other way. And don't make a whole fight out of it. You came in and someone was at your seat in shul. All right, calm down, you know. So you go to sit somewhere else. No, that's my seat. And makom kavua is very important. And you make a whole thing. You could be ma'avir midosav. You know, even though it's yours, you can look aside, right? Or somebody, you know, a million things, you know. Someone, like you said, Shalom Bayis, your wife asked you to, you just got home from work, and you're exhausted, and you're like, okay, I hope supper's ready. So you walk in, not only is not supper ready, not only is it, you're like, okay, can you, I forgot there's about 4 errands, you know, just, we have to still pick up this and that, and then when you come back, you know, and you're like, come on, you know. or whatever. Like you know, couldn't you have done this and let me see? Kol Mavram Midoisav, Mavram Lakom Shav, Mavram Midoisav. So the Chazal say if a person is Mavram Midoisav, then Ma'avir and Loy al Kolp Shav. Then Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to be Mavir Daveris from you as well. So coming to the Yamin Roim, and this is Siag L'Choch Mashtika as well. The Mavir Midoisav Mida is an incredibly important one. Okay, it's something that we could really, you know, work on. And by working on it, you really can gain a tremendous amount in this time of year. So I think the Siag L'Choch Mashtika plays a role when it comes to being Mavir Midoisav as well. Okay, so what did I just tell somebody about this? I said, whatever it is, I don't remember. Just, you know, let things go. Okay. The next Mishnah says the following. It says, Hu haya oimer? Rabbi Kiva used to say, Chaviv Adam Shenivra B'Tzelem. People are so beloved to Hashem that they were created in the image of Hashem. B'Tzelem Elokim. V'chiba Yisera Neidas Lai Shenivra B'Tzelem. And not only were we created in the B'Tzelem Elokim, but Hashem, there was an extra level of kindness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us about the B'Tzelem Elokim. It could have been that Hashem created us that way, but we wouldn't know about it. But the fact that Hashem told us about it is an even higher level. Why? Because now we could live up to that potential. We could live up to that, and that's even a higher level. Chavivin Yisrael Shenikru Banim Lamakon. We're also called children of Hashem, and Chibi Yisrael Nadaslam Shenikru Banim Lamakon, and that we're told that we're the children of Hashem. Chavivin Yisrael Shenitin Lam Klichemda. And the love that Hashem has for us, because He gave us His beloved Keli, which is the Torah, and Chibri Yaseir Neidas Lam Shenitan Lam Kli Chemda, and He told us that He gave us the Torah, and that it's His beloved thing. So, Tilekach Tavnasati Lachem Torah Si'al Ta'azovu. I gave you the Torah, don't leave it. So, we're going to analyze tomorrow, what are these three things? Number one is we have Tzelem Elokim, we're created in an image of God. Number two is that we are Banim Lamakom, we are children of Hashem. And third is that we're given the Torah. So what are these three things? So we're going to see Rav Chaim Voloshin's pshat, beautiful pshat, how these three things are supposed to help us in our Avodas Hashem. And basically what he says is, just in a nutshell, we'll go over tomorrow quickly again, but is that these three things are parallel to the three things that we started off the parak with. We started off the parak with, remember from where do you come, and where are you going? And they have to give it to the cheshbon. So in a way, it's a little depressing. That could put you down. So these three are going to help us work on those three. And that's what Chaim Voloshin is going to say. And that's going to be the way the Mishnah is set up. So that don't get depressed with those three. Use these three, which are, you know, chavivin. We are so precious to Hashem that He gave us these three levels that it's going to help us with the three challenges that were with the three things that we're supposed to realize every day, and help put those in perspective, and we'll learn that tomorrow in the show. Okay, very good, everybody. And
thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Adam.
Thank you. Bye.
Let's pick it up tomorrow in the show. Okay.